wide open for the layup. Receives and it's good. Corbin now with 9 points. Cuts the deficit to 10 points for the Red Hawks. Hanson, top of the key. Dribbles to his right into Sloan Glasky in the corner. Back out to Hanson, over to Kraft, left wing, into a wide open Aaron Ginter down the baseline on the left side. And we have a travel call against the Sunley Disco Knight here. The officials pulling out all the disco moves. It's travel through King, passes into Orban for the turnover on Harbor Beach. 4:17 left in the third. We're nearly halfway through the third period. Erlev brings it across the timeline. Cass City over to Orban, right wing, drives into the baseline. The right post puts it up, and we have a foul. Two shots coming for Orban. He has 9, trying to make it 11, cutting to his lead.
Falls on Aaron Ginther. That is his third.
Aaron Ginther had 2 quick fouls in the first quarter. Now he has 3. 2 team fouls for the Pirates in the second half. Orban at the line shooting 2. First one is no good. Very little substitutions in the second half thus far. Booms was substituted by Klasky. That's about it. The second one's up and good for Orban. Now with 10 points. Cut the lead now to a single digit, 9 points. Harbor Beach leads 33-24, less than 4 to play in the third. Hanson has the right wing, gets it stolen, but Andrew Siemens there to recover it. And we have a whistle. It appears to be a push on Cassidy. That's Cassidy's third team foul of the second half. A reach ball on the sideline. Fouls at number 2. Cody Orban is first. Hanson, top of the key, across the timeline over to Klasky, left wing. Back up to Hanson. Trying to feed him to Seaman at the high post. As Cassidy in the zone defense. 2-3. Kraft in the corner by the timeline. Or to Glassy, slowing things down suddenly into Ginter on the baseline. Almost took the 3 to side. Now to skip pass to Kraft on the right wing. Being guarded by King. Now Hanson, same spot. Dribbles to the top key over to Glassy. Back over to Hanson. Being guarded by King. And Glassy drives it in, feeds it into Ginter. Can't get a handle on it. Takes a jump shot from the baseline. It's blocked by Erla. And here comes Cass City. Good defensive stop for the Red Hawks on that play. Orban over to Erla. Right wing being guarded by Klasky. In the corner, Drew King trying to feed to Israelson. Back over to Erla. Right wing. Cass City's crowd comes alive. Erla feeds it to Israelson for the bunny from the right side. It's good. He now has 13 and 7-point deficit only for the Red Hawks. And we have a timeout called by Howard Beach. Ron Rubel wants to get his team under control here in the third quarter. Harbor Beach has only scored. They haven't scored yet. 30-second timeout. Ryan Brown's looked into the Harbor Beach huddle. John, what's the difference in the third quarter?
Well, Harbor Beach is getting into a mode where they're taking time off the clock, which is rightfully so because they have foul trouble and everything. But what that's doing is it's interfering with their attack. And in so doing, it's giving Cass City an opportunity to go ahead and clear one shot or a block and come down and go ahead and score by hitting either the big guy or hitting a tray from the outside like Drew King or Cody Orban.
2:48 left in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leads only now by 7. They've been outscored 7-0 in the third quarter. Harbor Beach yet to score. We played 5:12 already. Out of the huddles. Ryan Brown, what'd you find out?
As you guys have mentioned, Harbor Beach has not scored at all this quarter. So what Ron Rubel is going to try and do is get his players to move the ball a little bit quicker on offense because the passes are a little too lazy around the perimeter right now.
Ryan has Eli Kraft trying to drive to the lane as fast as possible. Missed it. Rebound by Aaron Ginther. And then there's a foul on the rebound on Cass City. Fourth team foul for Cass City. And it's against number 3, Ethan Nickel, his first. Kraft passes it to Ginther in the left corner, feeds it into Seaman, back out to Ginther, into the high post to Kraft, feeds it into Seaman, wide open to left post, and it's good. With ball moving there, good head to play for Kraft. Seaman now has 7, pushes the lead back to 9 for the Pirates. Orban across half court, being guarded by Kraft. Harbor Beach still in that zone defense. Erla on the right wing, feeds it in to the left wing for Orban for 3. Yes! Here comes Cass City. Orban with his second 3 of the night. Now has 13. 6-point deficit only for the Red Hawks. 35-29. Craft to Steven on the right post, drives it over to Ginter on the opposite post, drives into the lane, now a good rebound, Ethan Nichols. Momentum shifting to Cassidy. Cassidy's fans are on their feet. Orban, right at half court, over to Earl, right wing. Trailing by 35-29 with a minute 43, and there's a turnover. Aaron Ginter steals it, leads it up to Eli Craft, wide open for the layup, and it's good. Howard Beach has finally scored 4 points in the fourth, third quarter. Cass City has scored 10 points. Drew King, right wing. And we have a timeout called by Cass City. This could be a 30-second timeout. Looks like Ryan Brown's going to be listening in to the Cass City bench. John, where's the momentum right now? It's starting to shift back and forth.
Well, it is, and it's not bad anymore. I think Coach Rubel, on the last timeout, really did a nice job in diagramming exactly what they wanted to do. They got an easy layup out of the deal. As far as Cassidy is concerned, he knows that this game could get ugly and turn on him. So he wants to go ahead and control the tempo as much as he can. He wants to go ahead and identify who his shooters are. And obviously, the most important shooter he has out there is Cody Orban.
As we all know, Cassidy's MO is to work inside out. So they're going to try and pound it down low with their big, work inside out, maybe get a three-pointer out of it, but really work the block.
Last one bouncing over the board. I almost had a souvenir over here. You know, more importantly, though, Clark, it gets Harbor Beach out of this quarter. Possession arrow goes to Harbor Beach.
And here's the...
That was a great effort by Cody Orban to get the steal. And Hanson for Harbor Beach saved the day. Now Harbor Beach has the ball.
And Hanson carries the ball. That's a travel. 7.7 seconds left in third. Harbor Beach turnover into the Cass City. 37-29. Cass City trails by 8 with 7 seconds to go. Orban across, but Hanson steals it. 3 seconds to go, puts it up, and it's good. Hanson with the turnover and then the steal to end the half, end the third quarter, pushes the lead back up to 10 points. Fourth quarter action coming right up.
If you think now that you're using your propane and you're not happy with your propane provider, you're stuck with the same company till spring, think again. Kohler Propane can switch out your tank this winter with very little interruption to your heating service. Maybe now's the time to step up to the local company and support our Thumb area businesses. If you want great pricing and impeccable service, make the switch to Kohler Propane, serving the entire Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Memphis, and Brown City. Call 1-888-950-7975. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
One quarter remains between Cass City and Harbor Beach to the district finals in Cass City here. Harbor Beach pushes the lead back up to 10. at 39-29. Ryan Brown listening into the Harbor Beach Huddle. Ryan, take